Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing City officials are wasting no time taking action against medical marijuana dispensaries and related businesses in the city following last week's appeals court ruling declaring that the sale of medical marijuana is illegal. To talk about what's happening to these businesses in the capital city, I'm joined by Danny Trevino. He's the owner of Hydro World. Welcome to the program, Danny.
How are you doing?
Very good. Now, I know city officials were looking to potentially even close your business today. Can you give me a sense of exactly what's happening here?
According to my staff, we've had a couple of visitors. I'm not sure if they're from the city or the state. I'm assuming it's from the city because we're not really getting bothered in any other cities that we're in. But they're saying that he was going to come back in an hour, and if we're not closed, he's going to bring back more help to close us down. Basically, I think what they're basically asking is that we close the Department of Assisting Other Patients in Obtaining Medical Marijuana, as opposed to close down every department that Hydro World deals with.
Is this the first action you've seen since the court ruling last week?
Yes, it is.
I see. So now, have they issued any kind of direct statements to dispensaries in the city to proceed with shutting down?
Yes, they have.
When Attorney General Bill Schuette talks about medical marijuana profiteers, about how much profit could a successful dispensary make in a week or a month?
A successful dispensary, well, I guess it depends. From my experience, it depends which city you're in, where you're set up at, and how good of a businessman you actually are. I consider myself a very successful businessman, and in my opinion, this is not a millionaire's business. This is a good living business if you run it properly. A lot of families actually prospered financially from the way that the law was written. Now I'm hearing that a lot of families, again, you got to remember, Michigan is in a really bad economy. And when this law passed, you had your average common folks that had nothing to do with medical marijuana. In the beginning, they started to take place in growing this stuff. You had medical personnel that were laid off or whatnot. They switched into the medical marijuana field. You just have consultants. You have grow room builders. You have marketers. You have all types of financial gains have been made by this marijuana business coming into Michigan like this.
Now, it's still legal to grow medical marijuana. It's legal to use it. What kind of a role did dispensaries play then in connecting growers and patients? Was it the most effective? I mean, in terms of how much money were they making as the middleman in that process?
Okay, how much money I guess they were making goes back to where you're set up at. How good are your growers? What kind of pricing you have on your services. So realistically, a lot of people think I'm a millionaire, but I'm not a millionaire. I make good money, but it's like doctors make a lot better, more money than I do. I don't make millions. I do well, but I work hard. I don't have any days off. I sleep in my car at rest areas. I hardly sleep at my house because I don't have hours. I work until my body can't take it no more, and then I get back up. It might be in a rest area at a gas station, and then I look at the time on my cell phone and be like, man, I'm late again.
How are patients reacting to the closure of these dispensaries and to this ruling? Are they panicking?
Yes, they are.
And what's ahead for them? I mean, they've been relying on this medicine now for quite some time. And if they have any stock left, it probably will run out in a matter of weeks or a month, let's say. What are they likely to do at that point?
Probably go back to the streets and look for just street pot, and then the importing from Mexico again will start up, and they're back. We're back to the black market. We're back to basically crime again on the streets. The wrong guys will have it in their hands. To what I hear, I guess a lot of the old street dealers are going to be right back into business again, because basically I don't like to call them dispensaries, because from what my opinion, a lot of dispensaries are considered pot shops. And if you go in them, they got Bob Marley hanging on the wall. They're having like a farmer's market where tons of people are coming in there. I mean, when you mix that along with, like, let's suppose we had a farmer's market for another medicine like Vicodin. The police are probably going to come in there, kick in the doors and say, hey, you can't have Vicodin farmer's markets or Vicodin Christmas parties, or you can't do election scams with Vicodins. Mm-hmm. If people treated it more medical, Hydro World, I'm proud to say, we never really went that route. When we had an expo, we had actually medical marijuana people who would help with the business, like grow room people, people who would help you get legal. We had attorneys there. We had no kind of we really didn't advertise it like a party. We pretty much try to keep it professional. We've been around for, this is going on, Hydro World's actually been around for 8 years, but we were actually advocates of medical marijuana when they put the vote up. So Hydro World, right off the get-go, was pro-medical marijuana from before day one.
I'm talking to Danny Trevino, he's the owner of Hydro World, a local medical marijuana business. Now, what you're describing is actually what Attorney General Bill Schuette was opposed, which was this Wild West situation where even here in Lansing we had 30 or so dispensaries. In a sense, you're saying that the situation was a bit out of control then, is that right?
I think if the Department of State would have been able to answer just even a couple of our questions in the very beginning, things could have been a lot better, in my opinion. You got to remember, when this law opened up, it was so vague. I called the prosecutor's office. They told me to call a defense attorney. I called the state police. They said they had no idea. I called the city police. They didn't have a clue either. When we decided to run business the way we ran business, the Michigan Department of Community Health, which was in charge of it at that time, they came and visited Hydro World. I had to sit down with this investigator and let him know how we are legal. So I explained to him how we were legal. His reply to me was, Danny, you are not prohibited from doing anything you're doing at the state level. The only thing you would have to be worried about is city level. And even the city interpreted this as well as everybody else, all in the same type of interpretation, because they wrote an ordinance allowing these types of businesses to open up. Now, keep in mind, the 30 alternative medical marijuana businesses that were out there, you have to remember, these were actually needed businesses, because there's no way one business can actually handle all these people. It's overwhelming. Believe me, I'm one to tell you that we serve 400 people a day, and that is really hard for a business to control that. Everything going out, everything coming in, and maintaining a high quality, all the other businesses are definitely needed.
Now,